Blog Talk Radio.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Eastside. Westside. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet, but this right here's for practice. I hate to get the seats in the bins wet, but that's how good your ass is. Make an old man get his glasses, make Wesley pay his taxes, then follow your moves all week on Twitter. Probably make a gay nigga reconsider. You're now rocking with the best, man. Dress game down to the sex game. Won't brag, but the boy been blessed, man. Let you play with a sick old vet chain. She calling, she texting, she's falling, but let me explain. Gotta tell your old boyfriend skate, girl, cause a nigga don't play them X games. Nope. Straight sexing, no handcuff or arresting. And I ain't coming off on my last name, cause I really can't take no stressing. About where I done been, who I done hit. Your homegirl saying he a bad boy, but I'm signed to the rock, no time for the gossip. Bitch, put down them tabloids.
She said, I heard you got a main chick from his sister some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody know. My homegirl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Hey, globe, try to cold, hotter. Either way, out in London town. Whole time, look, they love my sound. And I got love for the underground. Quali, Pimp C, H-Town will burn you down. Met a bad bitch that'll cut all night, that'll suck all night. You just cut off light. Almost missed my flight, trying to get my last little neck, alright. She be down for whatever, whenever I wanna get up in the guts, alright. Never fuss a fight, on the ground trying to find this headache. I love it when you give me head, I hate it when you give me headache.
She said, I heard you got a main chick, I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody knows. My own girl tried to want me, they tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, can't get enough, can't get enough.
I
can't get enough, can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need it.
Hey, cold world, baby, ain't nothing sunny. I see him hating, but it ain't nothing to me. I'm from the Ville where they bang for the money and carry 4-5s like chain 420. So what I look like, skirt? Them niggas over there look like nerds. Never mind that, girl, let's make a track. I beat the pussy up, that's the hook right there. That's a hook right there. That's a hook right there. Never mind that, girl. Let's make a track. I'll beat the pussy up. That's a hook right there.
She said, I heard you got a main chick. I'm insisting some hoes. You be up to no good, and everybody knows. My own girls tried to want me. They tried to let me know. What you got, I need a lot, so I can't let you go.
She said, I can't get enough. Can't get enough.
I need that.
I can't get enough. Can't get enough. I can't get enough of what you got. Good God, you hit the spot. Try to let go, but I just cannot. So don't you stop, I need that.
Hey, thank you for tuning in to another week of Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. The show is called Hear No Evil, and tonight we're going to talk about why do you think there is no black love? Why do you think black men hate black women? And we have a caller in from a 502 area code. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hello, how are you doing? This is Chandra Payton. I'm calling from, yes, I'm calling from Louisville, Kentucky.
Yes, well, yes. You know, we really have been getting a lot of flack for talking about these issues, and a lot of people from all across America have been giving in their opinions as to why there are so much hatred or alleged hatred for black women when it comes to black men. And a lot of guys have contacted me also and said that unlike black women who struggle against the current of their apparent men shortage, searching for eligible candidates is not an arduous task for black men, and it never has been. So in other words, they're saying that black women are just focusing only on black men, whereas black men are, you know, not settling for one type of woman and spreading their love across the board and not just limiting to black women, but they are focusing a lot on white women. Why do you think this, in your opinion, do you even believe that this is true?
Wow. Well, those are a couple of different topics, but they all come from the same root. I'd like to address the part that you said when they said that black women are just looking in their own backyards for love and it doesn't exist. It's limited. That's what they say. Actually, mm-hmm. we're not limited. And as with any other race, the black woman is looking for the alpha male to sire her children and to carry it on. Only the strong will survive. And we are seeing weaknesses and things that, you know, things that are family-oriented, unity. People, our black men seem to not remember, not all of them, of course, some of them, not remembering a sense of family and unity. They don't remember it because it was them that was hired out to not care, to go and produce children all over the place and not have to take care of it. And it is sad because then now this black woman has to go to the slave master and tell the slave master that her black man is not taking care of his children, and he has to make the black man take care of his children. Not all the time, but sometimes. That's where we're going from. We're going through with this, and I think it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy.
You mean with the court system?
The fact that we have to go through the court system to even tell him to take care of his children. That's crazy. And his own children, you know, not someone else's, not the father, his own children. And I think it's crazy for that. And first off, the only people in America that are free are the black woman and the white man. And that's a fact throughout history. So for us to have to tell the slave master, you know, this man is not doing his job with his children, he's pissed. Now let's address the fact that these people are being sued after the white man is the one that is paying for these children to be brought into the world. How many thousands of dollars is that for these doctors to actually birth the children? I think they should be sued for that as well.
They should be sued because they're bringing these children in the world?
No, they should be helping to pay for the birth also. I mean, Medicaid, our taxes are paying for these children to go to the hospital, even maternity pills and, you know, all of the room in the hospital. Our taxes are paying that. How come he gets to sit back and not even address that he's paying that? They want to complain that after the child has gotten here, that they have to help take care of it, which is, like, insane. I'm like, well, I think you should help pay for them to get here since, you know, it took two to get here. You should help pay for that, too. So they should pay for the medical bills.
Exactly. But don't you think that prior to people even having sex, and this is just my opinion, now, like you said, it takes two people to make a child. You two people made a decision to have sex without protection, without being married, without being in what they consider a family scenario. We're talking about people that don't plan to have children. So then when when the children come into the world, well, first of all, somebody has to agree that the child shall go the full term. That's number one. Somebody had to make that.
Yes.
Somebody had to make that decision that a child should be born. Okay, so two African-American, let's say African-American, Jamaican-American, and we also have another caller online holding on, and you could jump in at any time. They decide to bring this child into the world. Now, for some reason, all of a sudden, they don't want to take care of this child anymore. Does that have more to do with not black love or with just irresponsibility? Because
I think it is not that they don't love, it's that they don't know how to love or how to show, you know, the love. But, you know, love is from God, so we all have love. You know, it's time that we had to be trained to be detached from that love, because sometimes our loved ones would be shipped off, sold off, you know, so why should I get attached to this child? Because, you know, in slavery, this child might have been sold off or treated this way, so we had to detach.
But you're talking from a slave point of view, but what about
those of us
that don't have a slave mentality or have a slave background, and they're still in their black? So, like, Hello? Yes, I think we have another call again.
Hello,
is there another caller on the line? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay, well, I guess that call was dropped. Anyway, but suppose those individuals that have no slave history, that have no slave background, that are black, what is their excuse for not wanting to be with black women, to just want to be with other nationalities?
Well, for one thing, in my opinion, I think it could be attributed to greed and the fact that, you know, some of these men were not able to date these women or didn't have these women in their background or whatever. So they want to be going out there and doing whatever and dating these women. That part is not a problem. I honestly don't have a problem with them dating women outside of the race, really, because, you know, love is love, and wherever you find it is, you know, wherever you find it. But to use that as an excuse to not date a black woman is crazy. I think that's just, you know, them having no excuse or no real reason for why they want to date outside of the race, basically. But
now,
for
what about
it to be
black
an excuse.
Women that are not what about black men that are not attracted to black women? Have you ever come across any incidences where you find that black men are not even attracted to black women but more attracted to white women?
I have, and usually those are the ones that were notified early that we didn't want to date them either. So somewhere in there, you know, we saw or whoever they grew up with or whatever women they were around, they were told, you know, we don't like you, or probably teased or treated in ways that they felt another woman wouldn't treat them. But I've been around white women who dog the hell out of the black man that she's with, who dog walks them up and down the street or what have you. I've been around white men who did the same thing with their black women and dated their cousins and had children by them and all sorts of wild stuff. I've been around that. So for them to say this race right here on a whole will treat me better is ignorant. It's ignorant because, you know, as opposed to dating us and one of us could treat dog walk him or what have you. Maybe he's afraid of that. That can happen in any group of ethnic people. I mean, for them to say, oh, I like this because I hate the black women, that's crazy. Why do we have to hold the burden of their hate? You know, if you want to go out there, let it be because Be a man. Say it with your chest, as Kevin Hart says. Say it with your chest. Say that I want to date these women because I like them. You know, not because, oh, as opposed to blah, blah, blah. Why is it that? Why do we have to be the scapegoat for people's behavior?
Now, why do you think, or do you think that a lot of black women try to change their looks to a more Eurocentric, European type look to attract their black men who they feel is attracted to a more European type of looking woman? Or do you feel that the white women are trying to attract black men by looking more ethnic? Do you see a flip?
Yeah, I do, sort of, as far as the looks are concerned. You know, being in the fashion industry, I do see a trend and change, but I don't, I mean, still, it goes back to, for me to say it's because we want to turn white and all of a sudden we're going to be magicians and we're going to put this hair in and he's going to forget the fact that we're black. That's crazy for us to even think that. If anything, why don't we tell the truth? I'm doing, you know, the women who are doing this, I'm doing this because I like this look. You know, why does someone changing the way they, you know, style up have to mean they hate the way they look in the first place?
Mm-hmm.
They may have wanted to change a look or change something like that. I don't see white women either trying to dress and I see them, some of them going to the tanning salon because that's the thing, you know, to be looking brown and tanned and stuff. That still doesn't change the fact that you are who you are. You can't confuse me.
Now, and plus that, you know, enhancing a lot of times is not healthy, especially for black women, if they don't maintain their hair with, you know, with some of the products that they are using to get that Eurocentric look, it can affect them emotionally, physically, and mentally. The same with the white women that are going to get these operations. Like, I was watching an episode, well, not an episode, a promo about Mob Wives, where this one woman wanted a gluteus maximus. She just wasn't enough. She wanted a butt. So she went to have an operation, and it was a disaster. Like, it was a disaster. They went to the
There
she has a hole in her back. She also has some lips done. I mean, so the price of beauty, it's like white women want to look black and the black women want to look white. But at the end of the day, the black man is not checking for the black woman.
Well, on a whole, I think that I think some of them aren't, but a lot of them are checking for us. A lot of them are loving us and wanting to be with us and wanting to be husbands to us and sire our children and stick around to see what happens. Not, you know, this kid goes off and becomes famous and then you're dying sick and you want to see your famous kid. Some of them are actually in the household raising their children. So, but yeah, a lot more are, you know, saying, you know, I won't date this woman. That also comes down to the way they were raised. I think a lot of that mom has to show a love and show the love and raise these children to be, you know, respectful to women, teach them how to be sensitive, to teach them how to cook, how to do things, not saying make girls out of them. These are survival things. And stick around, you know. Don't take their child support money and buy, you know, knockoff Louis Vuittons or whatever. Use it to take care of the children. You know, keep yourself up. Don't wear your little Daisy Dukes with your sons walking down the street, you know, and he's thinking, you know, this is tacky. I want anything but that. So the first teacher is their mother.
That is so, so true. You hit on a good point. You said that the first teacher is the mother. We're going to be right back. We're going to play a song, and we're going to talk about this conversation a bit more. Be right back.
Okay.
That we've been through, you should understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing
but
upset a happy home. Like children, when we argue by the fire,
if you don't
know,
welcome back to Hear No Evil here at blogtalkradio.com. Make sure you get those new books by Darlene Lewis at lulu.com/spotlight/Darlene Lewis. Also, go to futurenetworkproductions.com to see how you can advertise on our radio program for $100 a month. You will be promoted and possibly exposed on Celebrity Showcase Television. We're back here with Miss Chandra Payton, and she is a designer, MC, and hairstylist. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing and also how you are helping present African-American women and possibly all women in a positive light.
Well, what we have is a company called the Dauphine of France Couture, which would mean the Princess of France Couture. I'm right now physically based in Louisville, Kentucky. I make garments for women. I make an eclectic company of things, like I make mink leg warmers, I make coats, jewelry, bags, pants, silks, lots of things. And also I have a team that of assistants and model coaches, where though we can put on fashion shows and we do commercials for our up and coming shows. I put out a clothing line twice a year because it's couture, and that's what we do. But as far as the garments and what I'm putting the women in and making them, what light I'm showing the women in is a powerful, beautiful light, whereas though they can appear, because a lot of people don't know what sexy is, and, you know, a lot of people think that sexy would be I have to overexpose myself. Sometimes sexy is you're all covered up, and it's the mystery of what you are as far as your eyes and different things like that. So sometimes we highlight the hands, so we may just decorate your hands, and you're going to model that. So it's just different concepts of it to change people's perspective, like the black woman has to have her booty out and bent over. Sometimes she's beautiful. Most times she's most beautiful in a three-piece suit, you know, or a sundress with a sun hat, you know. Ain't nothing more beautiful than black in a sundress. So I'm changing the way they see things, because it's not the truth. We're not big booty freaks that run around. That's something that's a fake stigmatism that they've stuck on us, and it's not the truth. We're not hoochie mamas, not all of us. Some of us definitely have some class and want to be bold and beautiful, but we know how to subdue it here at Dauphine of France Couture without subduing it.
Mm. And how would a customer contact you if they wanted to purchase your garments or if models wanted to be in your fashion show?
Well, I have I have a phone number for the business, which would be 502-618-3891 or 502-514-3898. Those two numbers, you can contact me. Also, you can see me visit us on Facebook, the Dauphine of France Couture page, and you can also leave your information there, and we'll get to you. We have two model coaches, and the people who are in charge of looking for our models would be the model, Natira Brown, and Stephanie White. Those two young ladies also can be found on Facebook or look in the Dauphine of France Couture page.
Now, what's the criteria for your models? What type of models do you look for?
I look for a range of models. I know it may sound cliche-ish when you're not trying to pinpoint one particular look, but our looks are so multi. I look for all races, all sizes. I have just one young Le Petite Dauphine, and she's 11 years old. Her name is Tamari Fuller. She is an actress. She sings. She writes movie scripts, and she's our one young model. So we look for all sizes. We're just looking for you to be confident and know how to walk and carry this look.
Mm-hmm.
Some people we don't pick, but that wouldn't be because they're not good or because they're not light or they're not dark or anything like that. It would be they did not fit this particular campaign. But I don't
mm-hmm.
discourage you from trying out for another one. Always
right.
leave on good terms so you can try out for our next campaign because it may be suitable for you.
Now, do you place your models in music videos at all?
I don't place them. Actually, what we do is allow the models to have a few of the photos. They're all able to look at and tag themselves in the videos that we do. And if they were to get any exposure, that's great. I'm not a modeling agency. I don't channel them. What I do is pay them for doing our fashion shows, and I have only a media release agreement with them to say, you know, what you need to do with my photos, what I will allow as far as my
mm-hmm.
photos are concerned. And that's it. I don't tie them up. You know, they're basically free agents.
Okay. And I want to thank you for calling in this week. Show to talk about why do you think there is no black love. And please tune in every Thursday at 6:30 at 347-907-61. We're going to cut it short because we're on until 7 this evening. And all of you that are out there that are interested in Dauphine of France Couture, feel free to contact us at futurenetworkproductions.com. I want to thank you, caller, for calling in. And until next week, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Cold world. Southside. Can't get enough. Can't get enough. Eastside. Westside. Worldwide. Ride out. Nah, I ain't got no kids yet. But this right here's for practice. I hate to get